TEDA, the site of the NSTA Fall Conference. And our guest today at NSTA, the bus stop, is Tony Civitella. He's president and CEO of Transfinder. And Tony, I think you've been on the podcast two or three times with us, but for folks who don't know you and the great work you do with your team at Transfinder, why don't you give them a brief background on Transfinder?
Great. Thank you, Kurt. And of course, thank you always for giving us the opportunity to speak with this fine and awesome market that we're in. Tony Civitella, President and CEO of Transfinder. You know, some of you may not know, but 33 years ago, just a couple of days ago, I started as an intern, just having some fun as a computer science major. As my intern, just working in the industry, writing some software for routing and scheduling system. But I met so many people in this industry, and some of you out there are still in the industry, and so many of you are massive mentors. Some of you are still mentors, and I've learned so much because, you know, the industry changed so much in the three decades that I've been in, especially the technology side. But I definitely bleed yellow because of just learning from all of you, and my company, Transfinder, has grown up to be an all-in-one solution technology-wise, from routing software, from technology on the buses, to parents' app, drivers' app. We really are expanding further and further inside this in this industry, and that's all we do. So it's exciting. And again, Kurt, always thank you for giving me a few minutes to say hello to everybody.
No, our pleasure, Tony. It's great having you on the bus stop again. You know, you mentioned technology, and you know, one of the things that we've been hearing over the past couple years, and it's increasing in intensity, the discussion are surrounding electric school buses, and you know, the advent of the electric school bus age in student transportation. And perhaps some folks, you know, see it as just a, you know, change from one power source in a bus to another power source in a bus, but it's really more than that. And so for companies like yours and Transfinder, what are some of the impacts of this changeover to electric vehicles going to have on student transportation?
Well, let me tell you something. I could go on and this, of course, and we don't have time to talk about the importance of electric vehicle and a lot of opinions either way. But I tell you, there's something about having a demanding market, right? It's like having clients. There's a difference between a brand new company that doesn't have any clients than one that does have clients. And some companies say, well, they're demanding. That's a good thing. Because when you have demanding clients, it makes you better. Well, guess what's going to happen here? It's going to be demanding technology. It's going to make us better. The technology itself is going to force us to get ourselves in there. You know, I said, look, is it a sink or swim? No, most people get thrown into the water. You learn how to swim. We could do it. It's not like you're going to sink. It's because it's the fear of the unknown. And that's really where we come in, is to make sure that we build technology that takes that fear out of people. This weekend, I went to have dinner with my mom, and she had her cousins in. You know, my mom's going to turn 80 next month. And her cousins, which she hasn't seen in years, one just came from Florida, one from Connecticut. They're just having a get-together. And they're talking about their cell phones, right? They're talking about, man, it's so hard to use. And so one of the gentlemen, like, you know, some of these things, you could just talk into it. It could just make a phone call for you without even dialing. And so that's the kind of stuff that things are changing. Yeah, the smartphone, but I'm not as smart to use a smartphone. You're better than that. You could just say, hey, Siri. And those are the type of things that, wow, you know, those are things that make life easier. Again, demanding technology always makes us better. So I'm looking forward to that type of just getting more technology. And let's face it, you know, there is room to improve, add more technology in our lives, and not intimidating. So I don't want your listeners to think, you know, I'm here to intimidate more people. No, we got to make it easier by just, you know, voice commands. And you know, I'm sure many of you have Alexa in your house. Think about how cool that is. you don't have to type in, or you know, you maybe you type with just two fingers, which I'm not a, you know, I'm a fast typer, but I do a lot of backspace because I mistype things really quick. But those are the things that you just start talking to things. And again, add technology, more technology is going to be created. And as a software company, our goal is to make it as simple as possible, still have all the features and functionality. So that's really what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, and I definitely enjoy, Tony, to your point, being able to give an Alexa a command to turn off my lights in the room, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And she, and even better, she follows my directive. What more can you ask, right?
So my son, I have a son, his name is Alessio. It's Alessio is an Italian name for, it's like an Alexis, right? And so
right.
A lot of time, I'm yelling at my son. She would say, I didn't understand your command. It's like, oh, man. So it would be sometimes we get this in my household to change Alexa to some other name. But
yeah.
Very powerful. So think about where we're going with that. And when we see technology, when I see, not really see what's going to happen with electric buses, I see, you know, maybe more efficient. Yeah, all those other benefits, but I also see, I was talking again just this past Sunday, you know, there's this generation, they feel like, well, we're just, you guys are going too fast for me. I can't keep up. But what am, how can I even function? And that's really, that was like their, that's what they were beating me up on. Like, well, It's our job to make it easier for you. Like, well, you know, here's your son, he's a teenager, he could go on a computer, here, I'm having a hard time. How do I even dial a number? I just can't get a phone and start dialing numbers anymore. I understand that. And I think that's what happens. Software companies, technology company, go so fast, they forget who the audience is. And this is where can't forget that.
Yeah, so true. Now, I saw a statistic that you all at TransFinder work with over 2,200 districts nationwide.
Yes,
is that a true statistic? That's pretty amazing, Tony. If I say so myself. Now, in terms of working with that many school districts, you obviously know that one of the things that are concerning to the industry is this whole idea of a driver shortage, and it's not a new phenomenon, but it definitely was exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And as I tell folks in my travels, this is really the first school year. So the 2022-2023 school year is the first one in, you know, 3 years that we're really going to see what I'll call, quote unquote, a normal school year. So with that in mind as the backdrop, what are you seeing in terms of the driver shortage and, you know, how is it impacting student transportation?
Well, we know it's impacting. You know, personally, if you have kids going to school or obviously in the industry, it's extremely stressful. You have parents, the right reason, really upset that it's almost, there's some days you can't even predict what's going to happen. So there is a problem. The driver shortage is significantly affecting operations. We know that. So how do you avoid driver shortage, right? I mean, I think that's what we're trying to solve. How do we not have a driver shortage? How is it? So we got to look back. So here I look back. Why were people driving a school bus, right? What motivated some man or woman to get in a school bus and drive a bunch of kids and screaming and yelling? You know, why? Was it the money? Maybe. It was just something to do also, right? I mean, I got to go back to why were people doing this? You know, they felt good. They get to meet some people. They got out of the house, right? You know it. Well, it was cool. But if you add additional stress, well, I don't need that extra activity in my life if I have to add stress. So we're seeing that drivers are – it's not to pay. We always know it's people don't go to work for just pay alone. It's also how they're treated. They feel like they're supported. They have their, you know, does management have their back and all that? So those are all the things that us in the private industry had to always have to consider. Kurt, we've done so many things at TransFinder, and you know, happy to announce that we won another regional best places to work at TransFinder, because it's, again, it's not just how I think my company is, it's really, the survey goes out to my employees, and there's several things in there that ask about, yeah, about your pay, but are your managers listening to you? You know, all those several questions. And so we started a new thing, and I'm sure many of you know about top transportation teams. It's really doing these surveys, and the enrollment process just finished. But now at this point, we're about to the nomination. First step was nominating your district. And we have several hundred school districts that have already nominated themselves. We've extended the enrollment, which means you enroll and you put your employees' emails, and then eventually we're going to send out these surveys. So why are we doing this? What's so important? Because when employees, again, drivers are part of that, they see that your organization cares about participating on, you know, winning the top transportation teams in the United States, it gives the districts and organization some bragging rights. They could say, hey, you know, we're special. And by the way, it's not just the manager or the owner of the bus company saying, we're the best in the world. That's their job. They're supposed to feel that they have the best department or best company. But let's see what the employees think. Let's see what they're doing. So these are the things that, and then maybe you don't become top transportation team, but you, knowing that you nominated your organization, then you get some feedback. Maybe there's some things you need to tweak. And you know what we've found many times is that the drivers feel like, I get hired, then I get a piece of paper in my hand to go and drive around. It's already stressful, and I have a piece of paper I'm flipping through on the turn-by-turn instruction, like, you know, right, avoid that right turn, and then these are the three kids you're picking up. Like, man, this is it? This is what I've, you know, this is what I sign up for? And so we have built some technology to help drivers. The product called Wayfinder. It's a driver app that sits on a bus that gives instructions. There's a map. The instruction tells you turn left, turn right, whatever it needs to tell you for the turn by turn instructions. And then as you approach the stop, it's telling you stop here. And these are the three kids. There's pictures there. Again, a driver might feel like, all right, well, if I had a choice to go to school district A or school district B, and school district B didn't have technology, like, yeah, we have a piece of paper like we've had the past 30 years. As a driver, I'm thinking, well, how do you know if I'm going to do a good job or not if you have that piece of paper? So these are things that are becoming really factors that differentiate each other from one district to another. You know they're all fighting for that $1 or $2 or more an hour. I get it. And some of you have to do that. But what else is making you different? Is the pay's not – pay is good. I'm never going to say pay is not a good thing. But eventually pay just goes away. And within a week or two, like, yeah, I got a couple extra dollars an hour from working here. But how am I get treated? And this is where – is technology there to help the driver? And those are things that technology is changing the way drivers are being recruited. Also, parents. You know, parents are all upset. They're calling, and they're probably calling. And what are they going to do to complain about the department, potentially the driver? Well, what type of tools are we giving the parents the way to say, take it easy. There's a shortage here. Yeah, it's running 15 minutes late, and here it is. If we communicate appropriately with parents, Kurt, they're not going to complain as much. All right. So you see, these are all things that, how do we slow that thing down? And I'm always going to say technology. Again, technology sounds intimidating. Remember what I said before. We got to build technology that it's not intimidating. It's easy. It just alerts you. 5 minutes away. Great. Or our clients send out messages to the whole community saying, hey, we're going to be running an hour late. What are the parents going to do? They could go get their kids themselves or say, all right, well, thanks for letting me know. Right? Think about it.
Right.
Put yourself in there.
Exactly.
So that's what we're really seeing, that we're going to change the driver shortage if we get smarter on technology and really, right?
Yeah, so true. And, you know, you hit a subject that's come up post-pandemic, and I think it's an important one, especially in our world, and that's parent engagement. And I think maybe perhaps one of the positives that have come out of the pandemic is I do see a level of parent engagement that I hadn't seen prior to the pandemic. And I think that's a good thing. Now, you talked about, you know, parent app and its importance and just that kind of steady stream of communication with parents and guardians. I'd love to know your thoughts, Tony, on that kind of engagement and the importance of, you know, the parent app and investing in technologies like this so you can do more real-time communication with parents and guardians.
Great question. And, you know, parents are significantly more really engaged in the school. I mean, they're not just worried about is the bus late or not. They're obviously engaged in what type of things are being taught to the kids. Right? So they're really engaged. So now there's a massive magnifying glass on the entire school district. Yeah, also on the school bus industry. It's everywhere. So everything, I'm sure it's the meals, you name it. So a parent app. So we have a product called Stop Fighter. So parents, they use that product. Not only they're receiving information, but they could also send back and send feedback. You know, and by the way, I tell people, don't ask for feedback if you're not planning to do anything. You ask right. for feedback if you sincerely want to make change. Yeah. Like, don't ask for feedback. Like, you know, I have like one of those suggestion box, but you'd really never look at that. But then people realize, Well, that's just, you just put that there for a checkbox. No, if you're going to get feedback, be prepared to start making some changes. Hey, people have some crazy feedback. Doesn't mean you have to do it all, but start. And by the way, if you make some changes, give some shout out saying, hey, based on some parents' recommendation, we're doing this now. Why not? It's a free thing.
Yeah.
Then the parents could go, wow, their suggestion box is actually working. And so, you got to be able to communicate with parents. We all took it for granted. Parents, hey, you should be thankful. We're picking your kids up, and we're doing the best we can to keep them safe, going to school and back home. Please, we need to hear more thank you. I get it. But, you know, parents are saying, I'm expecting that. You're not special by taking my son or daughter to school safely and then bringing them back. That's expected. Teaching my son how to add and subtract, that's base. So I think things have changed that. There's certain expectation that's just like the base now. We can't just say, oh, well, we're doing this. Yeah, that's normal. So that's why I think we need to go to the next stage.
That's the expectation, right.
And Kurt, I always talk about a couple of things. When we look at the persona. We look at who are our clients, who are our operators, the drivers, and we look at really also age. We look at those things. And we all know the age group because everyone is in this industry, but please remember the age of the parent. A parent right now is probably mid-30s, early 40s. Well, guess what? They were born in technology. They, you know, that's all they have. So they expect technology to be everywhere, including one of the most important aspects of their lives, their kids' school and education. So I just want to remind everybody, you got to put yourself in their shoes. They want technology, not because they're more demanding on school. They're just demanding on across their entire world. They live and breathe technology because that's all they know, right? They were born in that. We know this. So remember that. We may not like technology, but our audience, which are parents, they have technology, and we got to remember this. Can't forget that.
No, absolutely. And Tony, it's always great having a conversation with you. We talk more than technology. We also talk about what we are, our observations in the field. And it to me, it's always great to hear your observations because they're usually spot on. If folks want to learn more about Transfinder and the great work that you all do, where can they find that information?
We have a website. It's transfinder.com. That's always a good place. But you know, we're advertising everywhere. I'm sure many of you are getting emails. If not, respond to marketing@trendcenter.com if you want to get our newsletters and so forth. But we're doing our best to also communicate with the industry, because I always believe you can't not over communicate. And that's where I'm hoping everyone learns that lesson, that communicate with parents as much as possible. There's no such thing as, well, I'm hearing from the transportation department too much lately. There's no such thing. Can't over communicate. So do that. And that's, if I'm going to give anybody an advice, that'd be my advice. And again, not just parents, but you know, but the administrators, right? Make sure they know that you know what you're doing. And there's no assumption anymore. That whole base is gone. You have to, right, you know, give them reports, right? You guys know that.
Yeah, we're dealing with that now. And so for folks at our fall conference, know that we probably have an unwelcome visitor, perhaps, joining us down at the fall conference in Key Largo. And that's Nicole, who's a tropical storm right now. But,
right,
and, you know, to your point, all we're doing, because people are asking a lot of questions, and I understand it from their standpoint, like what's going to go on. And we're just doing our best to adjust schedules and communicate with people. And that's all, you know, we can do at this point. You know, but the communication, as you rightly point out, is so important.
Some things are out of your control, right? Some things are out of your control. So the best way to feel like you've got some sort of a control is just communicate step by step. Listen, you don't have to give it all, you don't have to give everything, but don't appear like as if you have your head in the sand. And that's really, unfortunately, the perception that the world will have if you're not communicating, like, well, they just don't know what they're going, they don't know what they're doing. And that is so wrong. We know that.
Yeah. And it's hard to, once that notion gets in someone's head, it's hard to get it out. And so you're right.
Oh, it's so, it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're here, hey, Tony, to help we could our go, clients. We could definitely talk all day long in this one.
Absolutely. And it's a, like I said, a great conversation. In fact, already thinking about a conversation I'd like to have with you down the line on, you know, some technology updates with respect to the school bus and some safety technologies. But we'll save that for another podcast. Once again, our guest at NSTA, the Bus Stop Live from Key Largo, Florida, is Tony Civitella, President and CEO of TransFinder. Tony, as always, great having you on the Bus Stop. I wish you well, my friend. Have a great holiday season and hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Enjoy the conference. I'm sure it'll be a little bit wet, but it's okay. You're going to have some great friends together, so enjoy and learn a lot, okay?
All right. Thanks, Tony.
Take care.